Let's talk about the BlackRock model. The
Right.
European Commission hired BlackRock to investigate the best way to make banking sustainable. Now, why is the way of banking important for sustainability and for the green transition?
Because yes, I mean, actually, this has been a global discussion for a couple of years now, that the way banks invest and the way banks give loans to companies affect the climate. Because if banks invest heavily in, say, fossil fuel companies, it creates an effect for all of us. And at the same time, banks are affected by a changing climate. Still, currently, at the moment, very few banks actually consider this factor at all. So they consider a short-term profitability, and not much more than that. So, I mean, having banking regulation as part of a European effort to make financial markets greener makes a lot of sense.
And something that is mentioned a couple of times in the report is ESG, environmental, social, and governance factors. So what is
Right.
that? Are these like, does this define a set
These
of
are,
indicators to follow, or what is it?
yes, they're not, I mean, it's not something that we, that there is not a common formula about what ESG should mean. But what, I mean, the essence of the idea is that banks will have to consider both environmental factors and social conditions and, well, governance conditions. Governance is about how the bank is run and how it abides by rules. And all these three factors have to be considered when banks assess their own investments. So what a lot of this exercise that BlackRock is helping the commission with is how to boil these factors down to something tangible, something that banks can use when they go about their business.
When you talk about social factors, what does that mean, for example?
Well, it could, for instance, mean that if a bank invests in a company that doesn't pay its employees properly, that don't allow operations of trade unions, and that has a negative impact on social rights in the local setting where they operate, that too should have an impact on what investments bank make and on what conditions.
Okay, so you mentioned, well, we mentioned BlackRock already. That's what the report is about. So who or what is BlackRock exactly?
BlackRock is an asset management fund. What that means is that BlackRock administers the money for other people. It could be either people with a lot of money, or it could be pension funds, or it could be public institutions, whatever. I mean, entities that need someone to take care of their investments because they're not specialists themselves. And BlackRock is the biggest asset management fund in the world. It controls almost $8 trillion. So that's a huge sum. And what they do with the money is to they buy shares and they invest in all sorts of different financial products, all with a view to make sure that their clients get a return on their money.
Yeah, that's like $8 trillion. That's like more than a third of the European GDP, something like that, order of magnitude.
That sounds
And
right. Yeah.
so they've been selected now to do what exactly by the European Commission?
They have been hired to consult to advise the Commission on how ESG factors can be included in the European rules on banking regulation.
So they're going to tell the
So the
European
commission.
Commission how to implement these, which probably as well, all right? And yeah, and you.
They're supposed to identify the best model, the best way forward, and they will do that by assessing a big amount of data and information, and their own and added and to that will be added their own views on what would work best under these circumstances.
This was already done early this year, and actually, I heard some kind of report on France Inter in April, and they said that the selection of BlackRock, which we'll get back to, you think is a bad thing. They said it happened because supposedly BlackRock was considered by the European Commission as more independent than the European peers, counterparts, fund managers, because they often are branches from banks that they and they would have to regulate those banks. So why do you think? Well, you mentioned three reasons why that was a wrong choice, and what are those, and why do you think then? Do you have any idea why the European Commission actually did select BlackRock?
For a start, the three reasons are, first, I mean, the BlackRock has a vested interest in what happens with sustainable rules on finance in the European Union, since it's a major player on financial markets itself. There would be a risk when preparing the report that they would consider what their own particular financial interest would be in the matter. So, I mean, we, for instance, BlackRock is a major operator in coal. It's one of the biggest investors in coal plant development. So they would not have an interest in having rules adopted that would limit the room of maneuver of the coal industry. So we feel that's pretty self-evident and obvious. The second reason is that BlackRock is it's more on top of a financial player. It's a big political player as well. It's part of a major global effort of the financial industry to define what kind of rules public authorities should adopt and not adopt on financial markets. So, I mean, they're not inviting a neutral advisor into European decision making. They're inviting a political factor. And then third, about the European banks, I mean, it would really be ironic if the Commission would dare to argue that the European peers of the other bidders perhaps would have a vested interest in this matter because they have a stake in European banks. Because BlackRock is a very, very big shareholder in European banks. Out of the 15 biggest European banks, BlackRock is the biggest or the second biggest shareholder in 12 of them. So if you were to point out one the most important shareholder in European banks, it would be BlackRock.
Yeah, which is exactly
So
the
why?
point why, according to French radio, the European Commission selected them to do it. It's actually the other way around, you say.
Yes, exactly. So why did the Commission do it in the end? I don't think the Commission is particularly aware. I mean, it's not particularly aware of the pitfalls that hiring BlackRock would imply. I mean, I suspect that the Commission is keen on getting someone with a deep inside knowledge of financial markets, which they will get from BlackRock. The problem, of course, is that they're not inviting someone who would have a well. They're inviting someone who is bound to have a biased view of how to interpret the data on financial markets.
And they went pretty far there because you write that the EC ignored its own conflict of interest rules. Can you explain that?
Yes, they did, because in the rules on public tender. When the bidding took place back in early this year, when the Commission looked at the bids, they would first have to consider whether one of the bidders would have an interest in the matter that could have a negative impact on the final product. So what that means is that it would have had to ask itself, well, we're about to hire BlackRock, but would the financial interest of BlackRock have an impact on the final piece of advice, the final report? And I mean, in my view, the answer to that question is self-evident. Yes, of course it would. I mean, they would be doing consultancy on an area where that actually it's their whole area of operation. Of course, they will be impacted by what their own interests are. They would not advise the Commission to do something that would hurt the company itself financially. So not going through those considerations, I believe is a breach of the existing rules.
A difficult word that is mentioned in the report, but a very important one, is taxonomy. Taxonomy.
Yes.
Can you explain what it is and why it is important and how, well, how this was then implemented or not implemented, whatever? What is the relationship then with BlackRock? How it, yeah.
Taxonomy is about how we label financial investments. So, for instance, when you are about to invest your money for your retirement, you will see that a lot of banks and investment funds will tell you that if you put your money into this or that, it will be very green and it will be very sustainable. Very often, that's actually not the case. It's kind of a mislabeling of a financial product.
So
So,
is
in order
taxonomy
to.
then like the book of rules that says
Right.
is a description of the rules that to apply or that the ESG whatever governance has to abide by?
Taxonomy is about what you can call investments. It's a way to reach a point where you can say this or that is sustainable or this or that is not sustainable.
It's, for example, like
To put it
saying that
simply.
you cannot have coal-fired power plants, even if you apply carbon capture, for example. That could be a part of the taxonomy. Is that something? Is that a good
Yes.
example? Yeah.
Yes. That would be included in the taxonomy.
Yeah.
It's kind of a consumer's handbook to see through the world of sustainable financial products.
So it defines the rules, and of course, then it depends on who defines them. So, how does BlackRock, which role has BlackRock
Well,
played in defining the taxonomy rules?
BlackRock is very negative towards publicly adopted. I mean, they're very negative towards the idea of having a common rule book on what is sustainable and what is not. BlackRock would generally prefer that such issues are taken care of by the financial industry itself,
So they are in
which.
favor of very little, a very thin taxonomy book or
Yes,
rules. Yeah.
it would be a very thin book, and then on the other hand, you would have a book that would another book that would be written by the financial industry, and it would be tainted by their financial interests. So, I mean,
And what would that say, that other book? What would it be then? Why do you need another book then? Why would they have another book?
because they want their own book, to put it bluntly. I mean, they would not want detailed rules adopted by public institutions. They would prefer that the financial industry took care of it themselves, and they would prefer that the financial industry collectively could adopt some very broadly defined principles, and the individual financial institutions could develop them in their own way. So, I mean,
So
actually,
that
this
book
is a
would be the
very,
rules
very
of how they
basic.
do the business amongst themselves. Is that what their book would do?
Yes. They would define, I mean, on taxonomy, they would prefer that they did the rules themselves.
Yeah.
And that, I mean, not having a taxonomy would make it extremely, not having a publicly defined taxonomy would make it extremely difficult to make rules on environmental, social, and governance criteria for banks. Because if you don't have a common yardstick, then you're not able to regulate.
I thought that I've seen actually some 1 or 2 years ago, probably more 2 years ago, that I've seen like a document, probably from the EU, that was called a taxonomy book. That was the first time I heard about it. So is there already something in
Oh
place?
yes. Oh well, actually, we're talking to each other at a very exciting moment because there is a taxonomy underway. It's going into its final phase. Some months back, the law was actually agreed. And what is going on now is that the European institutions are waiting for a proposal on the specifics. So within a few weeks, you will see very specific proposals for implementation that will be tabled by the Commission, and the other EU institutions will then be able to comment in the next four in about well in during the next 4 months or so.
Yeah. And has
So
that
I
been
would say
written
I think.
by BlackRock?
Sorry?
Has that proposal been compiled by BlackRock because they are the advisors now?
No. There, I mean, this process on taxonomy came in well before BlackRock was hired as a consultant. So you could say the taxonomy is about the steps that would have to go before you agree on ESG rules on banking regulation. So there needs to be a taxonomy in place. It's difficult to do banking regulation without having a taxonomy. So taxonomy is underway, and in 6 months' time, we will have a clearer idea of what it would look like. It's been a very, it's a very, what would you call it? Conflictive issue. There are lots of interests at play, and it's not crystal clear what the end result will be. One of the things that is debated a lot at the moment is in how far natural gas can be considered sustainable, or in how far natural gas can be considered a transition food fuel. Things like that have not even been agreed on yet. That depends on the outcome of the what the
So is that will
implementation.
that be clear in 6 months, or will the further negotiation about that start after 6 months?
No, we will know in 6 months' time
Yeah,
where this
okay.
went.
Now, to end the issue of, I don't know if you've looked at that, but who would be a good candidate instead of BlackRock? Because that same report on the French radio, France Inter, it was in April, suggested that a really independent European company would be a better choice. And they suggested something like a company called Vigeo, which is a company focused on social entrepreneurship. The problem is, they point out, is that over the last 2 or 3 years, these independent companies are being bought by large American groups like Moody's or Standard & Poor's. So those are exactly two rating agencies that should have been dissolved maybe after 2008, because they were instrumental in the creation of the financial bubble when they gave all these high credit ratings to those repackaged unsafe real estate bonds. Do you have any further thoughts with respect to this?
Well, I mean, I think the key issue here is independence. I mean, there are plenty of think tanks across Europe. There are plenty of public academic bodies that would be able to provide expertise and insight into an issue such as this one. You really do not have to go to the financial industry itself to do the kind of job that BlackRock has now been asked to do.